When I was starting out as a birder, Russ and I were poor college students with little opportunity to travel. He had to present a paper at a scientific meeting in Savannah, Georgia in June 1976. That was the first time I ever birded outside Michigan, Illinois, and Wisconsin, and I added 26 lifers. But that was it for travel until Christmas Eve in 1979. Russ had an early January meeting in Corpus Christi, Texas. I added 46 lifers in all, 39 before Russ's meeting even started. During the meeting, we camped at Goose Island State Park just outside Corpus Christi. During winter, the park wasn't very heavily used. I hardly ran into any people at all, and it was on the sandy beaches there that I added three of my favorite birds of the entire trip, the snowy, piping, and Wilson's plovers. Plovers are shorebirds, many with somewhat shorter, slightly thicker bills than most sandpipers. They hunt by sight rather than smell or feel, and their large eyes give them a sweet, innocent appearance, though the invertebrates they feed on don't appreciate that big-eyed look as much as we humans do. The most abundant plover breeding in our neck of the woods, the killdeer, nests on disturbed ground in open habitat. Our land use patterns are fairly beneficial for killdeer. Other plovers nesting within the lower 48 are reliant on coastal areas, making them far more vulnerable. Piping plovers have historically nested here on sand beaches along Lake Superior and on Lake of the Woods. Both snowy and piping plovers are pale, their backs the color of dry sand, and on sand beaches they blend in beautifully. They don't construct a nest, but merely make a scrape in the sand where they deposit their four cryptically colored eggs. They have broken wing displays to lead potential predators away from their eggs or young, but no defenses at all against people and dogs running and playing on the beach. Most people don't mean any harm, but the birds' cryptic colors work against them when people are playing beach volleyball, running their dogs, or picnicking. Coyotes and wolves virtually never walk along beaches in broad daylight. When dogs do, the poor plovers panic and may abandon their nests or chicks even if the dogs don't crush them or pick them up. It takes well over 3 weeks and sometimes more than 4 weeks for the eggs to hatch after incubation begins, and the vulnerable chicks, looking rather like marshmallows on sticks at first, cannot fly at all until close to 4 weeks old. The chicks depend on their parents for over a month, often remaining with them until fall migration, unless disturbances break the families up. If I was thrilled to see my lifers in Texas, I was even more excited to see a piping plover on May 22, 1982, in the port terminal in Duluth, where several pairs once nested. The Duluth population was already dwindling to virtually nothing, and Minnesota's Lake Superior population was considered extirpated by the end of the 80s. Since then, spotting one during migration makes all the birding hotlines, but between our large gull population, ring-billed gulls eat eggs, and the burgeoning numbers of both residents and tourists crowding the beach for dog walking and birding, nesting seemed out of the question. This year, two piping plovers were spotted on the Park Point Beach near the airport. A huge education campaign by the St. Louis River Alliance sent the alert out, and volunteers worked with dog walkers to minimize traffic along the beach. But so far, there isn't evidence that the birds are breeding there. We have more hopes on the Wisconsin Point side, where a large area of beach has been cordoned off entirely. Sand beaches are rare on Lake Superior, and so it's understandable why people gravitate to them. But we have choices in where we play, while the tiny, vulnerable plovers have no choice at all in what habitat they need for raising their young. I sure hope we can discipline ourselves to set aside a little beach entirely for them, where no one, not dog walkers and especially not birders who should know better, can bother these precious birds. I'm Laura Erickson speaking. for the birds.